You have to see this coming. It's a real game changer for how we think about money and health. Tether right. The big stablecoin issuer just dropped $50 million into 8sleep.
That is huge news. And the numbers back it up. They're now valued at $1.5 billion. It really validates what we've been seeing with AI-driven sleep tech.
Exactly. Imagine having a smart mattress that actually regulates your temperature and tracks your biometrics. That's what 8sleep does.
And here's the real difference from standard trackers. They don't just count hours. They use AI to analyze patterns and adjust the environment in real time. It optimizes health through better rest.
It feels like a total pivot for Tether, doesn't it? For them and the whole crypto industry.
Yes. Historically, this sector has been all about speculation, but look at where things are going now, shifting toward tangible utility.
That makes so much sense for investors like Tether, too. It's a way to diversify away from volatile markets into tech that actually solves problems.
Beyond just the money, think about the data potential. Integrating physiological data with financial ecosystems could unlock new models, maybe even decentralized identity or rewards tied to health milestones.
It really underscores this bigger trend we're seeing everywhere. AI and personal health are finally converging.
And that's powerful because as AI gets better at interpreting complex data, it makes personalized medicine solutions accessible again, rather than just for the wealthy.
By backing things like smart mattresses, financial giants are signaling something important. Future value isn't just in trading tokens. It's in supporting infrastructure that enhances well-being.
That funding round sets a clear precedent for finance and wellness going forward.
It suggests the line between Web3 and physical health is disappearing right before our eyes.
And looking ahead, as AI refines sleep understanding, expect more financial entities to jump into the wellness space. They'll bring capital to solve real problems like burnout and poor sleep habits.
It really feels like a statement on where value lives in our modern economy now. Increasingly, it's in tangible solutions that improve human life.